When his movies first appeared, coming out of Italy with their garish ad campaigns, the world greeted them as kitsch. Here was an old west that unfurled in the deserts of Spain, and a ludicrously reticent hero, known to audiences only as the Man with No Name, and played by a soft-voiced, squinty, incredibly wooden young actor named Clint Eastwood. There was egregious dubbing, and then there were those weird scores by Ennio Morricone, all snake-slither guitars and distant howls, and the voices of hard men barking gibberish. The first film was titled A Fistful of Dollars, and it was directed by someone who, in its Italian release, called himself Bob Robertson. When the picture finally opened in America in 1964, the world discovered his real name, Sergio Leone. And though most of the critics derided his picture, calling it a spaghetti western, it was a surprise hit, giving rise to a sequel for a few dollars more, and then a third installment, an epic with an unforgettable title, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That was an even bigger smash than the first two had been, and the more money Leone made, the more the naysayers clucked their disapproval. But to some, it was becoming increasingly clear that Leone was some kind of visionary, that his stoic yet over-the-top version of the West was remarkably gritty and well-researched. It had its own complex symbolism, its own dreamy, violent poetry, and it had genuine mythic grandeur. The mythic element, that was what was most important in Leone. By 1969, when he made his masterpiece, Once Upon a Time in the West, it was clear that he was working along the same genre-busting lines as his American counterparts. But Leone wasn't pulling apart the great genres and rubbing them in their own mud. He was expanding the Western until it burst. In Once Upon a Time in the West, the meanest villain imaginable is played by that icon of American purity, Henry Fonda. And the Western characters are so huge and potent that the camera can do little more than stand back and admire every tick and lip curl, every drop of sweat. The cowboys have become gods, and their tiniest exertions have become mighty messages for us mere mortals to pore over. In his Westerns, Leone was envisioning America as only an outsider could. He'd fallen in love with the size of the land and the size of the energies it contained. And like so many Europeans, he needed to explain to himself how the crudeness and youth of the place could have produced such power and greatness. But of course, the moment America began to take Leone seriously was the moment his success ended. Once Upon a Time in the West was a flop, and so was its follow-up, the unfortunately titled Duck, You Sucker. Leone immersed himself in producing, and he didn't return to directing until 1982, when he embarked upon his dream project, a woolly story of Jewish gangsters that would eventually become Once Upon a Time in America. That was a big, crazy film, chopped to pieces in its American release. And even in its original version, it veered between the gorgeous and the ludicrous. But it whetted the appetite, and one was eager to see what Leone would do with his next picture, a mammoth account of the Siege of Leningrad during World War II. Leone estimated it would cost $70 million. He always did dream big. When he died last week at the age of 67, an outlandish dream of the America that might have been died with him.